Welcome back to the Coach's Corner podcast, a Third Drop Coffee in Moorhead, presented by The Flag and WDAY Radio. I'm Greg Bird, and joining us each week, Cobbers head football coach Terry Horan and Spuds head football coach Kevin Feeney. Thanks to our sponsors, Third Drop Coffee, Brady's Service Center in Moorhead, and Cameron Foss Concrete. Okay, coaches, let's talk about what was the challenge of the weekend for football for you guys. Going into this game, what did you really want to see your team do better, and how did they do? Coach Horan, we'll start with you on this one.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing and biggest challenge is when you come off a bye week after kind of, you know, not kind of getting out of your routine. That's always a bigger challenge, I think, than a team that's coming in that has actually played. But, again, proud of our defense. Our defense has kind of been that strong suit for us right now. They're senior-dominated. A lot of great leaders, a lot of great players on that side of the ball, and they really played well. Didn't give up any points, and actually Scholastica down in the end came down to about, I think, their first down on the 3-yard line, and they were trying to score in the end, and we kept them out. So it was a good ending to the game as well. Offensively, we started slow again, which is something that has been kind of our track record, unfortunately, right now for the first 3 games. So that just needs to get ironed out a little bit more. But as the game went on, we started doing enough and kind of, you know, went away with it 35-0. But I know a lot of our offensive guys aren't happy about how we started, and hopefully that changes soon.
All right, Coach Feeney, how about you? What was the challenge of the weekend you wanted to see your team overcome or take advantage of?
You know, you want to be honest with kids, and you want to be able to give them real scouting reports and real challenges that are going to lie ahead. And we knew one of them was going to be that St. Cloud Tech has struggled. And in today's world of social media, kids know all the stats. They know everything that's going on, so there's no hiding anything. And so, you know, really was is playing to our standard and not playing to the level of our competition. And knowing that we were going to probably be going into an environment that was not going to be anywhere near, you know, the excitement that we had the week before at Brainerd. And so got to kind of create that own excitement and kind of create that standard for yourself that you got to hold yourself to and come out and play good football. You know, challenges that we didn't anticipate was on our way, our bus broke down in Alexandria. And so it set some things back, but you know, ultimately really proud of the kids because it altered our pregame warm-up and all that kind of stuff. And but our kids came out and played great football right out of the gate. And so it's a real credit to them.
All right. So coaches, when you look at this point in the season, are there things that you had hoped that you would accomplish and still aren't quite there yet? Coach Feeney, we'll start with you.
You get nitpicky, right? Mm-hmm. But on the same token, you always trying to find ways to improve. And we need to get better on the offense and defensive lines. There's no doubt about that. If for us to go where we want to go, those are two huge pieces to the puzzle. And we feel like we've got great athletes there and definitely capable bodies of being very successful. And so, you know, for offense and defense, there's no doubt that those are the two areas that we've got to continue to improve upon. In the special teams game, it's our extra point team and it's our kickoff coverage. And so you kind of analyze that. You do a lot of self-scout. You said, you know what, it's two things that you're always going to look at, or, you know, multiple things that you're always going to look at is how you practice in it. Is it personnel-based or is it scheme-based? And is it a little bit of everything? And so trying to break that down, trying to make sure that we've got the right guys in the right places, and hopefully we can improve.
All right, Coach Horan, you talked about the offense not being quite where you want at the beginning of each game. What do you think is the challenge or the cause of the slow start?
You know, I think it has a combination of a few things. You know, I look back, you know, the opening weekend with Eau Claire, you know, your first game, you're just trying to get the jitters out and play football. And after a few series, you know, we started to kind of, you know, really carry the momentum that way. I think the second game, maybe it was, you know, the whole travel piece. You know, who knows? You're always, as a coach, you're always trying to figure it out. And then this past week, you know, the one thing Scholastica did defensively is they play a radar-style defense, which is not easy to prepare for. And you know, you got a lot of stand-up guys, you know, guys not in traditional positions, and a lot of twisting and moving, and it really can cause offensive line fits, and it did with ours. But we were able to get our running game going, which we didn't know if that was going to, you know, be our ammo. We thought we'd be throwing the football, and when we did, we had success throwing the football, but we actually ran the ball really well too, so that was good. And Cooper ran the ball really well, and he was our leading rusher. So I think it was a combination in those three games of those pieces, you know, not worried at all. We got the parts to really do some really good things. We have a young offensive line that's growing each and every week. It was Max Soth's first game back at center. So that was nice to have a veteran in the middle and helping us out with, you know, calling out where people are at and things like that. But, you know, they'll get better. And I think for us right now, it's just putting a three-phase game together. You know, you're going into week four for us, and we're going to be on the road at Carleton, and much like Coach Feeney just said at St. Cloud Tech, Carleton's not an easy environment. You got to kind of create your own environment. It's not going to be the crowd that we had this past weekend at homecoming, which was probably one of the biggest we've had in about 6-7 years. So it was great, great day. So our kids are going to have to create that mo and understand that, hey, it's the second conference game, and we want to come out of there victorious. So we got to do what we got to do, and hopefully get the momentum moving in our corner.
We're talking with Cobber coach Terry Horan and Spud coach Kevin Feeney in the Coach's Corner podcast here hosted by Third Drop Coffee. In addition to having delicious coffee, they have tasty hot chocolate. They have sausage and egg cheese breakfast sandwiches. They have classic bagel sandwiches. Plus, they featured a flavored seasonal drink every month. And they have a new flavor of coffee to try each month as well. So Coach Feeney and I get the hot chocolate. Coach Horan likes their coffee. And they have scones and muffins, cinnamon twists, and a whole lot more. It's a great place to relax, study, read, or meet a friend. It's Third Drop Coffee in Moorhead and our host site for the podcast each week. All right. In the past, we've talked about players being thinkers or instinctive players and trying to develop both sides of it. Coach Feeney, we're going to start with you on this one. What do you think is the difference, and is there a challenge when you got a player who's an instinctive player and a player who's a thinking player, and how do you meld that into what you guys want to accomplish?
You know, I think there's pieces of both of that, right? You want to get kids that can play fast, and the instincts need to take over, but a lot of that's got to come through preparation, right? And so, you know, I think of right away when you talk about that, our offensive line coach, Eric Paul, is as smart of a guy as they come, and loves very, very intelligent offensive linemen, right? But that's, it's funny, everybody thinks, well, that's a game in the trenches. It's just big guys, you know, banging on each other. But in actuality, that's probably the most challenging position mentally to play because of all the moving parts, like Coach Horan was just saying with that radar defense, for example. Right. But you know what? I think eventually, you know what? You've got to just give them the techniques that are going to be successful. And I had a coach a long time ago that always used to say production overrides technique. We can coach it how we want to coach it and try to, you know, diagram. But the game of football isn't, we don't get to place guys where we want them to be. They're going to end up where they got to be. And then we've got to make it right. And so that's where, like I said, you want to have a real sound scheme, but on the same token, players need to be instinctual and be able to just make plays a little bit off script every now and then.
And Coach Horan, as a coach, do you like to see those thinking players on one side of the ball more than the other, and instinctive players on one side of the ball or more?
I think to be a well-rounded football player, you have to have both, all right? And Coach kind of alluded to it too. I mean, you have to have thinkers, all right? But you don't want the thinkers that think so much that it makes them not productive and not instinctual, if you will. Guys that have instincts are amazing football players, and that's a God-given gift for sure. But again, it comes down to your preparation and how you're going about your day. You got to have both, right? You got to be a student of the game. You got to be instinctual to be really solid at it. And a lot of times when you get the one that's really thinking a lot in our program, typically it's maybe a young player where they're, you know, drinking water through a fire hose and just trying to grasp everything. And that eventually comes, and that's just part of the drill. It comes with more reps.
As you look at that offensive line and what Coach Feeney alluded to, how long a process is it for a lineman going from high school to college to be able to absorb everything you guys do?
It takes time. It really does. We really have a good offensive line coach in Joel King. He played the position for us a few years back. His dad was a coach at Fergus Falls Community College. So, you know, he's a coach's kid, and he gets it. Terry Lucian, who was a longtime assistant for me, then went over and coached at Oak Grove. And then when Oak Grove split, he came back, and Terry is helping there, and very meticulous offensive line coach as well. I know those guys are getting coached up, but it takes a little time, all right? Because, you know, the game moves a little bit quicker when you get to the next level. You know, you're working with the best of the best. It's a piece where you just got to constantly rep. You got to watch film. You got to meet. You got to do all the little things. And you got to get in the weight room and get strong, too, because that's a piece of it as well. A piece of it of getting beat is if you're, you know, not durable enough and not, physical enough or quick enough to handle what's coming at you. So a lot of those intangibles are built into it, too.
Coach Feeney, at the high school level, when you see these kids first come up as freshmen and sophomores, is it pretty easy to pick out who the thinkers are and who the ones that play by instinct?
No doubt. You know, I think a lot of that just comes through watching football. You know, I think that's a big challenge these days, right? There's kids got so many different things going on that sometimes they didn't grow up like all of us maybe did, where you just sat and watched, you know, like you watch a lot of clips. You don't watch games. And so that's where, you know, when we have a lot of success at the younger levels, it's kids who typically understand the game, right? The intricacies of just the way games flow and can anticipate things. Because if you're always thinking one step ahead, you know what I mean? Typically, you're going to be on the positive end. But, you know, like the skill position guys, they watch all the highlight stuff and you see all that. But it's easier to play those positions because they're in space, right? And so, it's not as physically as demanding. But like Coach saying, when you get some kids that intrinsically have that kind of built into them, that's when your teams can be pretty special.
You're listening to the Third Drop Coffee Coach's Corner podcast with Cobber coach Terry Horan and Spud coach Kevin Feeney. I'm Greg Bird with the Flag and WDAY Radio, and we want to thank Brady's Service for being a sponsor of the podcast. Another school year means it's important to have a vehicle that works when you're a student on campus. You got to get to the places like work, or you got to get to class. You got to be ready to go. So Brady's thinks it's important to be the go-to place for student vehicle repairs. They've been helping college students with their vehicles for years. They're close to campus, and they have delicious coffee and tons of choices for snacks and drinks. Brady's Service in Moorhead, just off 8th Street and north of I-94. All right, I'm going to go back in the Wayback Book and talk about you guys when you were players. Coach Horan, were you a thinker? Were you more instinctual? How would you describe yourself when you played?
You know, I to be honest with you, I was both, all right? I loved the game. I loved all the fine details of the game. I loved, you know, running routes and reading coverages and being on the same page with your quarterback. And I was instinctual, you know, and was able to kind of adapt and fly on the run you know, I think that's what made us really successful, and we had a really good connection. And all the quarterbacks that I played for, and I had two really good ones in my 4 years at Concordia, and being on the same page with them was really important, and we were. I mean, both quarterbacks knew exactly what I was going to do on any coverage, and that's when you got a special connection, that's for sure. So, yeah, I was a little bit of both. Yeah, I wasn't a thinker where it was slowing me down. I was a thinker because I, you know, wanted to read coverages to run routes and to get open and catch footballs and score touchdowns.
All right, Coach Feeney, you're the other half of that connection. You played quarterback. How much of your game was instinctual? How much of it was all the preparation you did ahead of time?
It's definitely both. I think, you know, like number one, I played for great coaches. I played for my dad, I played for Coach Hager, and I played for Coach Babich. And all three of those guys were huge preparation guys. And obviously, in high school, it ran a couple different offenses throughout my 3 years of playing at Bismarck High. And then you get to North Dakota State, and we were a split back veer team. Then Coach Babich comes on, it becomes a, you know, a pro style offense and stuff like that. And so you learn the game as you go. But like what Coach is talking about is all those things that you prepare for in the off season and you develop with your, you know, your other position groups. So for as a quarterback, the wide receivers, tight ends, running backs, and you know, all those different things become so important. You know, when we were running split back veer, the meshes were way more important than all the outside stuff, because the outside stuff was going to be man coverage. You knew what coverage we were going to get. But, you know, I think what we're seeing with our current high school team right now is the amount of summer stuff that we do and the amount of install that we're able to do and just tweaking little things and alignment changes and starting understanding leverage and where they're going to get bracketed and all those kind of little different things, it's really paying off. I think it's easy to make in-game adjustments because we've kind of been monkeying with a lot of things throughout the last 6 months, and these kids haven't just done it in the last 6 months. They've been doing it for about the last 6 years together, and that's where it's super fun on the install days and Mondays to kind of just say, boom, here's what we're gonna look at this week, and here's what we feel is gonna be, you know, a positive thing for us, and it's just like, bang, these guys hit the ground running.
When you look at this young team that's doing so well, and you made reference to it just now, they've been playing together for a while. How, at the high school level, you get that chance? You get the chance to play with your buddies and the kids you've grown up with. Does that make it even more fun, more special when you have success?
There's no doubt about it. You know, at these kids, and it's not even just game in the game of football. Most of these kids are playing their winter sports or their spring sports together, and so they're around each other for about 9 to 11 months of the year, it feels like. But it's just a great connection. We laugh, but we, you know, we have all these route names, right? And they're all just dumb. You name it whatever, and all of a sudden, kids are messing around, and they do all this one-on-one stuff just on their own after practice, right? And you know, we had this slant route, and then off the slant route, there's a whip route, and now they created, we called it Indy because it's a triple move actually off of a whip route, and I was like, and it's amazing. I watched it, and I'm like, I talked to my other son. I'm like, this will hit college football at some point because it's that good, and we just make it up as we go. And but that's what's super fun is when you get kids that understand leverage and understand football and body position and how to get open. It's just one of those. We as football coaches make things so complicated sometimes. But some of the best guys I've ever heard are just, guess what? If you're open, stay open. If you're not open, get open.
Coach Rand, how much would you echo that?
Oh, I still remember Coach Christofferson when I was an assistant coach, and Bob, Nick, and I would be in his office, and we'd be game planning, and he would just go, how hard can this be? Throw the ball to the open receiver. And Kevin is right. Sometimes we make it maybe too more, you know, much more difficult than it really needs to be. But yeah, I would echo that's classic stuff. But yeah, you know, I think you know, again, it's preparation. It's just doing the little things right and practicing with a tempo that you feel good about. But your kids got to be confident in what they're doing, and you can't maybe do too much, and you just got to kind of get baby steps going. And I know in fall camp when we input everything. Boy, our young guys are really swimming, but now, you know, we always tell them, now listen, each game, it's not going to be everything. It's going to be what we feel we're going to be have success against the team we're playing. So, no, that's good stuff.
You've been listening to the Coach's Corner podcast from Third Drop Coffee and sponsored in part by Cameron Foss Concrete. Cameron Foss Concrete's been helping build the Red River Valley and surrounding area for over 60 years. They help with concrete foundations and construction for commercial, agricultural, and residential projects. And they pride themselves on paying attention to detail and the kind of thing that helps them do high quality work so that your concrete project meets the budget you need and looks the way you want. Find out more at CameronFoss.com. Good luck, Spuds and Cobbers, for the rest of the way from Cameron Foss. All right, coaches, let's talk about the challenge to come. All right, Coach Horan, matchup this week. What is the challenge, and what do you really want to see your team do?
I'll tell you what, the challenge is certainly Carleton. Carleton and Concordia the last handful of years have been just great games. And I want to say probably in the last five or six games, it has come down to the very last play. They're very well coached in all three phases of the game. And they got a nice team. You know, they really do. They got a lot of weapons back from a year ago. Really good, solid quarterback who played well against us a year ago. Last year, we were up two scores in the fourth quarter. They block a punt late, get a short field, score. We don't convert on a fourth down play that probably would have sealed the game on their 34-yard line, and then they end up marching and then walking us off at the end. And the year before that, we won in overtime. The year before that, they won in overtime. So it's been certainly a good matchup. Carleton's a tough place to play. It's the only grass field left in our league. Not that that makes a huge difference. Our grass is really, you know, high professional style grass and a good base under it. But we just never play on it, you know. And it's kind of a dull atmosphere, if that's even right to say. It's kind of a quiet atmosphere, and we got to create our own buzz, that's for sure. But we know what we're going into. You know, defensively, they get after it. They do a lot of things, put a lot of pressure on people, and then offensively, they got a lot of weapons. They're throwing the ball. They're running the ball. Got a really solid QB. I think part of their game that they're really special at is in with special teams. They're well coached. They do a lot of funky different stuff that you just got to prepare for. They're not vanilla within their special teams. It's actual, you know, they have concepts, and you have to make sure that your kids understand that. So it's going to be a great week of prep. It's going to take all of us and hopefully go down and get the W.
All right, Coach Feeney, the challenges for the Spuds this week.
Well, number one, homecoming. That creates a lot of challenges in itself, right? But you know what? It's fun week. Kids are going to enjoy it, and we encourage them to enjoy it. But on the flip side of that, the main thing is the main thing, right? And that's the football game. But I think the other part of this is you're on the back half of your season, and football is a game of attrition, right? And so you got to figure out ways to keep guys healthy. You know, the bumps and bruises start to pile up this time of year, and you know, we practice pretty aggressive, right? And so you got to find that fine line of being able to keep progressing forward and getting better, but also making sure guys are healthy when it comes game time on Fridays. And so, you know, that stuff has been creeping in, no doubt about that. But I think every team goes through that, and the coaches just got to make sure that they, like I said, get a good feel for their position groups and do what they need to do to get them to prepare.
What are you worried about from the opposition? What are you worried about that they can do and that you guys are going to have a challenge to overcome?
Two things. Number one, they're a triple option team, right? And so it's something that we don't see a lot, hard to replicate in practice. We talked about that. But they have a fullback that will come through and will want to hit you. And he's, you know, the old 3 yards in a cloud of dust type thing. And you got to stay patient and do your job defensively, because if we don't do that and we start playing hero ball, we're going to give up big plays. And, you know, on the flip side of it, you know, their head coach is their defense coordinator. He does a phenomenal job defensively all the time, no matter what the personnel is, and he matches it. And so he'll have something dialed up. It's a lot of weeks. It's hard to prepare for because, you know, for example, when they played Alexandria, they didn't bring a ton of pressure. And then the week before that, they brought a ton of pressure. And so you just kind of look at it and say, what's he thinking that he can do to our defense, or excuse me, do defensively to our offense? And we've got to figure out ways to manipulate that and get the guys the ball that need to get the ball.
One of the parts you love about the game is that chess game inside the game.
So much fun. That's the beauty of football is there's so many moving parts to it and so many things that, you know what, you're trying to figure out in pregame, and then it gets to the first couple drives, and then it's like, okay, here's what it is. And so you got plan A, plan B, and hopefully you don't have to get to plan C.
All right, Coach Horan, you have etched in your memory the last three times you guys have played Carleton. Having a experienced team, how much does that help them knowing how big a game this was last year?
I think, you know, and I had a special teams meeting yesterday and with our guys, and today we'll have a team meeting. But, you know, my words to this football program is, you know, losing by one last year, that hurt. You know, they went for two for the win, and why not? You're on the road, and you scored two touchdowns late, and they walked us off. So, you know, our kids remember that, and we're a veteran-like crew, so hopefully we can go down and take care of business. And it's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a great matchup. You know, it'll be it's going to be fun. It's going to be warm again, I see. You know, we're going to be close to 80. And this past weekend, I thought we did pretty well with the cramp issue. We did have some guys cramp up. You know, my concern was we're practicing in the morning, so you got mid-50 weather, and then we're playing in 85. Right. So guys really got to hydrate and take care of themselves. So we'll do some things to combat that from our training perspective this week. It's going to be an exciting game. It's a great matchup. The unfortunate thing is the next 2 years, we won't be playing Carleton. They're the one team in our league since we're moving to a different format within our league. They're the one team we're not playing. And that's too bad. Tom Drinnell, their head coach, I've known him for a long, long time. In fact, we looked at playing each other non-conference. That's how good this game has been the last couple of years. We've been pretty evenly matched. So it should be a great college football game, and I know we're excited to play again.
Coach's Corner has been presented by The Flag and WDAY Radio. We want to thank Third Drop Coffee in Moorhead for hosting us each week, and thanks to Brady Service in Moorhead, and thanks to Cameron Foss Concrete all for sponsoring our podcast. Big thanks to our coaches, Cobber football coach Terry Horan and Spud football coach Kevin Feeney. I'm Greg Bird with The Flag and WDAY Radio. Join us again next week for Coach's Corner at Third Drop Coffee. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.